Proclamation number 246, dated the January 3rd, 1938. Childship to God. Father, children. Admonition task. My dear child, you must always be aware of the fact that you have been chosen by God's love to receive the divine teachings for the benefit of humanity, and so you must never doubt yourself. For only firm faith gives you the ability and strength to comply with the Lord's will. The Lord expects your absolute dedication every time you contact the spiritual world, nothing should seem of greater value to you than to undertake this work, you should strive for nothing more eagerly than receiving God's wisdom. Then each proclamation will come easily to you. You will hear with spiritual ears and see with spiritual eyes. And the Lord's love will dictate words for you to write down which sound lovely to you and penetrate your heart with such strength that you will never want to miss this gift. Trust in the Lord to guide you right. Turn to Him in prayer time and time again, and constantly appeal to Him to bless your work on earth. Everything that has been conveyed to you shall one day also be a blessing for your fellow human beings. So work diligently and place yourself at the Lord's disposal whenever you can. We, who are instructed by Him, will follow your effort and help you as far as it is within our power. All the gifts flowing to you through divine grace also present us with a state full of bliss, for each one of us is happy when you have accepted and recorded our thoughts. We have so much more in store for you. For the wisdom which tells of God's working in the universe is inexhaustible. His love is immeasurable, and by virtue of this love the Lord wants to give to you humans, who desire to ascertain God's creation and out of love for Him appeal for His support. For the Lord informs His children of His wisdom. And you are God's children when your heart genuinely longs for the one who gave you life, for the Heavenly Father. Indeed, could there possibly be anything better than the Father lovingly granting your request? The eternal home. The Father's kingdom, shall be revealed to all of you if you regard yourselves as part of the Father, yet you must pray for the grace of the childship to God, so that you will not bypass all the blessings which the Father has prepared for His earthly children. You must profess the Father so that His divine fatherly love will illuminate you and His fatherly grace will remain with you. Then your earthly existence will be the gate to paradise, you won't aspire towards anything else but to finally arrive at the Father. Thank heavens that you had gained realization. And the Father with all His love has introduced you to His holy kingdom. He has made accessible to you what will remain hidden to countless people who do not longingly turn towards eternity. However, take good care of this gift, always make an effort to refine your nature, keep away from all earthly pleasure offered to you, but always fervently and sincerely desire the Savior's love and His teachings. If He provides these for you, you are loved by Him and will receive divine grace without end. For the seed the Lord places into a person's heart will take root a thousandfold, and thus His teachings shall be spread which the Savior still wants to convey through you to the earthly children. This is the task given to you. Pray with all your heart for the strength to fulfill it to the glory of God. Amen.